I'm starting to notice that let's make noise. If you're the administration, let's make, ever since the Epstein file became a big deal, let's make noise about every damn thing. Is it an evasive tactic? Is it a distractionary measure? I don't know. I don't like talking about it. I ain't about to talk about it. But I don't appreciate reading this story about how the Super Bowl may basically be infiltrated. How the hell are we supposed to, how is America supposed to enjoy the Super Bowl? That's the number one event in this country. How the hell is America supposed to enjoy the Super Bowl? And we got reports that's going down the pike that's not going to dissipate, by the way. It's only going to build momentum. And we're going to sit over here over the next few months, the NFL no doubt doing the same, worried that the greatest event in American sports right now is threatening to be contaminated by the Department of Homeland Security, who's going to deploy ICE agents. So anybody that isn't American, doesn't look like one, may not have a name that sounds like one, because it's all going to be subjective according to ICE agents, right? You're going to go to the Super Bowl in the state of California, no less, a sanctuary state. And you're going to plan on deploying ICE agents to the Super Bowl to essentially arrest migrants for the purposes of deportation on Super Bowl Sunday, if not Super Bowl week. This is low. This is freaking low. It's un-American. I'll say it, it's un-American. There's a time and a place for everything. When Donald Trump is right, I'll say so. When Donald Trump is excoriated for no good reason, I'll say so. But when he's wrong, I'm gonna say that too.